Stein, this is reading on Merrill Maria. That's M-E-R-R-I-L-L, Merrill. M as in Mary, M-E-R-R-I-L-L, Merrill Maria, M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 2-3-53. Date of visit, 5-16-22. Please make a copy for Dr. Jonathan Scrinock, S-C-R-N-O-C-K, Scrinock, Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, M-D, Dear John, thank you for sending Maria Merrill for pulmonary evaluation. Next, paragraph, fifth spinal tenderness. This is a this is a 69-year-old female who has been experiencing cough, wheezing, and pain along the left side of her chest. Was recently sent for a chest x-ray on 4/5/22. The patient's chest x-ray showed interstitial lung disease. Which was progressive from a prior comparison from 2019. The patient states, she has a dry cough and she experiences some wheezing at times. She denies any fevers or chills, night sweats or hemoptysis. The left side of chest pain was related to a fall period. She has never had a CT chest she denies any prior history of recurrent bronchitis or asthma. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for seizure disorder. And she had a craniotomy and ablation of seizure focus done in the past at Shands Hospital in Jacksonville. She also had a right hip replacement, denies history of hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies were listed. I'm sorry, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, habits patient, denies smoking. And she has been exposed to secondhand smoke. She worked at a school, did mostly office work. Next paragraph, med list included Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily, Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph, family history, both parents died in their 90s. expired review of systems. The patient denies fever but has fatigue and some weight loss. She has no double vision, cataracts, or glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has some urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And she has some asthmatic symptoms, including wheezing and coughing spells, but no shortness of breath. She also has heartburn, no rectal bleeding or diarrhea. She has occasional left chest pains and arm pain. She has no depression or anxiety, denies easy bruising. She has some joint pains and muscle aches, no seizures. I'm sorry. She has prior history of seizures, no memory loss, no skin rash or itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, white female has no acute distress, no pallor, sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140/80, pulse is 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 145, saturation 98. HEND abnormal, spheric pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Occasional crackles at the lung bases. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, as on an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly or tenderness, the bowel sounds are active. The extremities revealed minimal edema, mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Neurologically, reflexes are 1+, with no gross motor or sensory deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Next paragraph, impression number one. Extensive interstitial lung disease, etiology, undetermined. Number two is chronic cough. Number three is degenerative arthritis. And number four is nasal allergies and reactive airways disease. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest with contrast. Also advised to get a CBC, SED rate, ANA, RA factor, anti-DNA. And advised to use Tessalon Perlis 100 milligrams Q8 PRN. Continue with albuterol as needed and a follow-up here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Jonathan Scrinock, S-C-R-N-O-C-K, M-D. Thank you.